This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for making yourself at home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund. Welcome to the summer edition of Making Yourself at Home, where we look back on the highlights of 2025. Welcome to Making Yourself at Home.
Hello, hello, good morning. Here it's Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. We are here in the studio, Alina from Romania and Simona from the same country. And we also have today our new co-host, Brian from the US. Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. And also we have our guest today, Clara. She's originally from Spain. And we are so excited to start a new day with this beautiful interview. So good morning, everyone. For everybody who's joining now new, we are Making Ourselves at Home, and we are live each Monday from 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. So to introduce a little bit our guest, right? So Clara, she's originally from Spain, and she has called New Zealand or Aotearoa her home in 2017. And she is loving Taranaki, as I see in her description. So she's a chemical engineer by trade, and she spent a decade working oil and gas sector on a deep water marine pipeline, transporting natural gas from Algeria to Spain. Sounds so excited, Clara. And I don't want to say too many things about her because I want also that she's presenting herself. But I know that she's certified by NAFT as a nature and forest therapy guide. So today, Clara, at the end of our show, she will do our small meditation. So like a short one. So everybody who's listening, please stay online and listen to her meditation at the end. So good morning, Clara. How are you
good
today?
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, our pleasure. Because I know you for quite a while. I mean, not so long, but I was also participating to Clara's meditation. So it was quite peaceful and enjoying that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about you. When did you arrive in New Zealand, and what made you choose New Zealand?
Okay. Well, that was like almost 8 years ago, and I first arrived in Auckland. I feel it has been a little bit of a journey. So the reason why I came here is because at the time, my partner at the time had a friend living in New Zealand, specifically here in New Plymouth, although he doesn't live here anymore. And that friend went back to Spain and talked to us about New Zealand. And he was saying, like, about Taranaki and how outdoorsy everything is here. And he was saying, oh, you will love it. It's like lots of surfing, hiking, lots of job opportunities for you as an engineer. So at the time, I think like everything aligned. I heard that message at a time where I was a little bit stuck at work and I was looking for a change. I was looking to go out of my comfort zone. So I have the feeling now that the time has passed that everything aligned. So I first came here just for holidays for 3 weeks just to test because everyone says New Zealand is very beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, but it's on the literally on the other side of the world.
It is, right?
from Spain. So yeah, when I came for holidays, I really like it. So then we went back to Spain. And then we found a way to come here. So I was living in Auckland for a year initially, doing a postgraduate diploma to get through all the business process. And then I found a job in Wellington. So I moved to Wellington. I was there for a couple of years. And then after my job in Wellington finished, I decided to move to Taranaki.
Nice.
Yeah, and I have been here since then, so almost 5 years here in New Plymouth.
Wow, 5 years. So you've been in Auckland around 1 year and then in Wellington around two, something like this. So you have already some kind of experience in New Zealand, in different parts of New Zealand.
Yes.
That's great. And you came here, well, in Auckland, you came with a job. Did you apply from Spain or you came here and open, you know, for opportunities?
I tried to find a job from Spain, but it was not easy.
Okay, yeah.
So then I was advised to come here and that it will be easier to get a job once I am here and once you can meet people in person and have the interviews in person, because if not, perhaps companies cannot trust that you are really gonna make the move, because it's a huge move.
Yeah, that's
great. And I guess, yeah, perhaps you can decide in last minute, no, I am not moving. Yes, yeah, so I was recommended to do a postgraduate diploma, so that after that, me and my ex-partner could have an open work visa, and it was very quick once I got that work visa that I found the job in Wellington.
Wow.
So yeah, it was just like maybe like a month and a half. And then after, with that job that I got in Wellington, I could apply to the residency, and then everything flowed from there.
Wow, so good, right?
Yeah,
coming to New Zealand and just immediately being so welcomed, right? Amazing.
It was like a cultural, a very big cultural difference between Spain and here. How did you feel? It was like a shock, you know, like it was the first time living in another country, right?
Well, no, I was living in Germany for the last year of my university degree. So yeah, I guess it was not like a cultural shock, it's just like things are different.
Yeah.
But I have always liked traveling and being in touch with other cultures, so I have been lucky enough to travel quite a little bit since I was little, when I was a kid with my parents and then on my own, when I could pay for it. So yeah, I was living already in Germany when I was 24 for a year. In Spain, I moved from the place where I was born to a different city in the south. So I think all those experiences add to your journey in a way that you have been there before, which it's still like hard and takes time to build, to arrive to a new place. But when you have done it before, it feels a little bit easier.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you can do it because you have been there before.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know to be, you learn to be patient because it takes time to make new friends and to know like where everything is and find the things that you like also.
When you first arrived in New Zealand for your more permanent move, did you feel instantly comfortable? How was that transition to kind of sort out life here?
I was feeling instantly comfortable. I guess the only thing that for me is still there is that I miss my family and my friends a lot. Like I am very close to my family and to some of my friends there. So I guess, the feeling, you can talk with through WhatsApp, and now I send my friends podcast through WhatsApp with voice notes, but sometimes it's not the same. But in terms of how things are here, I felt like it's quite aligned with my personality and how I like to be. I have the feeling that here there's a lot of balance between work and life, and sometimes like it doesn't matter like what that life means to you, whether it's like you have children, it might be your children or your family, or whether you want to go surfing. Like no one will say like no, because you don't have children, you have to keep working. If you have to say, oh yeah, I finished working, I am gonna go surfing, and people will value that balance. And I feel that's quite important. So I noticed that also. I have the feeling that here in New Zealand, we live a lot outside. Like there's a lot of like outdoors culture and that feels aligned with how I want to live. So I was adjust to that very quickly, I think.
It sounds so good. And here you are after almost 8 years, right? So,
Beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's time for a song, our first break, and you came with some recommendations. So the first one, it's A Ver Que Pasa. So it's Spanish, right?
It's in Spanish, yes. Yeah.
How did you choose this song? It's one of your favorites?
It's a song that I like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rigoberta Bandini is an artist that I like, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, can you give us an idea of what the song might mean?
It's about love, like this one. Yeah, love and relationships.
Mm-hmm. And means let's see what can happen, no?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
A ver qué pasa.
Okay. A ver qué pasa. Okay, enjoy.
That's great. That's great. Okay, let's hear and we'll be back after.
Desde el primer momento en que te vi, supe que tú ibas a ser para mí. Muy buenos días, te propongo un plan. Soy impulsiva, pero me da igual. Conozco un sitio que te encantará. Juguemos juntos a este amor fugaz. Quizá no nos volvamos a ver nunca. Quizá mañana quiero cantar cumbia. Desde el primer momento en que te vi, supe que tú ibas a ser para. No sé muy bien qué quiere decir amar, pues tú sabes saltar, prefiero lanzarme al mar. Y a ver qué pasa, y a ver qué pasa, y a ver qué pasa. Porque algo pasa, creo que algo pasa, cuando me pasa. En que te vi, supe que tú ibas a ser para mí. No tengo muchas ganas de pensar, ni disfrazarme ni planificar.
Planear, perdón.
No sé quién eres ni hacia dónde vas. Juguemos juntos este amor fugaz. Mi abuela me lo repetía siempre. Lo que tiene que ser será igualmente. No sé si a ti te apetece pasear, pues no sabes saltar. Tú y yo también somos mar. Y a ver qué pasa, y a ver qué pasa, y a ver qué pasa. Porque algo pasa, creo que algo pasa.
Welcome back to our show, Making Yourself at Home. We are in the studio of Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM. Yeah, and we are with Clara, our guest, and we talked before the break how she arrived here in New Zealand and a little bit of her journey. And you said that it's a little bit difficult to be far from your family and friends, something that I feel it as well.
And yeah, we do. Yeah.
most of the people, you know, being so far, they feel that. But did they had the chance to visit you so far?
Yes, my parents came to visit the first year that I arrived here, mm-hmm. so on 2017 mm-hmm. for Christmas. Oh, so okay. my first summer Christmas, yeah. they came to visit, which I think it was very important for mm-hmm. them to come, and also for me, because once they were here, mm-hmm. Yeah, they knew that they understand mm-hmm. that I was fine. Yeah. So when they went back, I have the feeling that they were feeling like more relaxed, that mm-hmm. okay, yeah, like yeah. there's everything in New Zealand. Like she's not like living yeah. somewhere in the opposite side of the world where there's nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really nice when they were here, and I took them on a little trip around the North Island. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and perhaps this Christmas, yeah, I don't know if my mom, my oh. brother, and my niece, they might come. Mm-hmm. So, it would be really nice yeah. because my niece, she's 10 mm-hmm. At the moment. So I think it would be really nice for her to experience New Zealand mm-hmm. yeah, as a 10-year-old. So yeah, fingers crossed, they might be able to come soon.
And I think it's such a nice period of time, you know, for people in Europe where it's so cold, you know, December. Yeah. And coming here is just beginning of summer. We have the Festival of Light here in New Plymouth, which I think is great, you know?
Yes, it yeah. is, yeah.
And you're saying that they could understand, you know, finally when they came here and they visit you. But I think it's more than that. I think, you know, maybe they could see that you're happy, you know? Mm. So I think, yeah, it's like, I think many people I've seen here, many, you know, parents, families, and come to visit here, the people, and they are so concerned, you know, as you know, they are,
yeah,
so
they are
far
worried.
And
far
yeah, away, right. exactly, yeah. as you said. Yeah. And now they are coming and they can, you know, be more relieved and happy for you, you know.
Yeah, they went like relief, like, oh, she's having a nice time. And she's good.
It's worth it.
Yeah. It's worth,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like my mom came here and she was, when she left, she said, oh, I'm so happy that I did your garden.
Oh.
And the other night she was like, oh, you know, I was dreaming about a garden. And
oh,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because when the parents come here and then they say, oh, I'm not coming anymore. Here.
Yeah, it's too far. No,
it's too far. I'm not coming anymore. Away, and, yeah. and my husband said, oh, just wait exactly. a little bit. It's always like a pregnancy, you know. So I will never have kids again. But after another year, she has another one.
What do you look forward to most about sharing New Plymouth and Taranaki with the with your family when they visit?
Oh, that's a really mm-hmm. good question. I think I would like to show them just the daily things that I like to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think like sometimes we go into like the big important things, and I would like to show them my favorite places where I go for coffee, the places mm-hmm. where I surf, or yeah, the place where I hit my head with the surfboard.
Oh no!
Or yeah, my favorite places for hiking. Yeah, just the tiny little things, the co-working space where I work from. Mm-hmm. Just yeah. like maybe things that we don't value, or they are not so, so important, but it's what makes our day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you learned surfing here, or you knew before in Spain?
I was surfing a little bit in Spain, but mm-hmm. the place I was living was in the south of Spain, mm-hmm. so it's the Mediterranean Sea, mm-hmm. so it was very good for scuba diving, uh-huh. so I was scuba diving a lot there, but not very good for surfing, because mm-hmm. perhaps we had waves one or twice every 2 months, example.
Okay.
So I guess it's the opposite mm-hmm. As here. So yeah, I got like the chance to practice more once I moved to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because I know you a little bit and your journey through your meditation practice, so you've been also living in Bali for a while, or how was that experience?
I was, I wish I was living there, but I was there for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so in 2023, I went there to do my Kundalini yoga mm-hmm. and meditation teacher training. And I decided to spend more time there. So the training was intensive for 3 weeks. And then I decided I wanted like a little bit more time. So I had like 2 weeks before the training and 2 weeks after the training to do a little bit of exploring and to do a little bit of scuba diving and surfing and just traveling around. And I felt so good the moment I arrived in Bali. I fell in love with Bali. And I was also surprised because it's true that what I have heard about some people saying that it's very crowded mm-hmm. and that the traffic is awful. So all those things, I experienced them too, mm-hmm. And I saw them. But even with that, I felt like in my body, I felt super, super at home when I arrived there. Mm. I could feel like there's a special energy there, and the people also.
Yeah, the people are amazing, right?
The people and all the little offerings that are like everywhere you go in the streets. It's just, I don't know, I was amazed by the people and how kind they are, how grateful for what they have also they are. So it was a nice reminder for me.
Yes, it's always a reminder when you go to Bali, right? Yeah. It's
to
also
keep
for us
being grateful.
Hmm. Being grateful because you never know what will happen next, right? And and these offerings that they give each day, I think for us also when we travel there, I also made myself at home, you know, just from coming in Bali.
And so great and lucky it is that we have a direct flight from what I heard.
Yes,
from
we
Auckland.
Have.
Yeah, yeah.
Not from your Plymouth, went, but good enough.
From Auckland, both times. Because I went also last year. I got the direct flight, which was really, really good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Do we still have time for a question or it's a song?
We can take a song break. We have the next song called Animal. Sounds good. What is this about?
That's a little bit again about relationships.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
I think that one is in a blend between Spanish and English. I think it has both languages in the song.
Okay, let's listen. Yeah.
Enjoy.
With a song, yeah, I'm coming up. I gotta find it, the way I'm growing up. I'm going far, pretty easy when I find ya. Crazy shitty when I lose ya. Yeah, so yeah, I'm coming up. Comes from inside, and I don't wanna lose my mind. It's getting dark. I hate the time you decide to run. I hate the time when the sun goes down. Thank you.
Hello, hello again. Here it's Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. Here we are in the studio and we hear the voice of our beautiful lady here, Clara from Spain. We were asking her in the break, where is she from Spain? So she said she's from Madrid. And we are discussing a little bit about her journey here in New Zealand, and we were very curious about gastronomy. Especially Simona was curious about
gastronomy and cuisine.
What do you want to know about gastronomy in Spain?
Everything.
Yes, tell us everything, all the secrets.
What did you take, for example, from your country and you are also eating here? Because there are some things that we also cook here, even though we are in New Zealand.
Yeah, like for example, for me, like olive oil is just some people here will cook with butter, which is fine.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just like olive oil. It's just, it's in Spain, you have olive oil in every home.
Yeah.
It's just something like you cannot run out of olive oil. Perhaps it's the same as New Zealand with milk. You cannot run out of milk.
Yeah, right.
or butter. So yeah, I miss the gastronomy from Spain, especially I think when I go out, I guess. Like in Spain we have a lot of diversity in the places you can go to get different, like for example fish, seafood, and each region has a particular gastronomy. Mm-hmm. So it's also very nice when you travel to the north of Spain, for example, it's very different to the south, and both are equally delicious.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like when you travel, also gastronomy sometimes is part of the travel when you are, even though I am Spanish, but sometimes when I visit other parts of the country, you always like get the chance to try what's the dish, like the famous dish of the region. So I guess here I find like the products, the quality is super good. So like the meat, the fish, the veggies that you can get, they are fresh and the quality is very good. And sometimes it's like more how you mix them together.
Yeah.
Like the recipe, I think in Spain we have a lot of richness in that blending the ingredients.
Nice.
Mm. What about the jamon? You can find here similar quality or
not the same? I haven't been able to. I haven't
because
been
I look for it.
Yeah,
my
I have
personal
been,
experience.
Yeah, I have found similar ones, prosciutto, but yeah, not the same that you can easily get in Spain. And now you cannot like bring it from Spain. When you travel, so you have to adapt to what is here, and it's good. Once I am here, I buy what you can get here, and it's yum, jamon.
Okay.
But of course, when I go there, sometimes my mom is the first thing that she's waiting for me with a dish of jamon and cocido. Which is dish that is typical from Madrid. It's called cocido madrileño, and it's a soup that you do with different type of meats and vegetables and chickpeas, and then you cook everything together, and then you separate the broth from the veggies and the meat and the chickpeas. So and you eat it like in three parts.
Oh, wow.
First you have the soup, which is like a broth. It's like a very liquid soup with all the flavors from the veggies and the meat. And that's like my favorite part of the meal.
Okay.
And then you have the chickpeas with some veggies and then the meat at the end. That's and the meat is also different types of meat like beef, chicken, chorizo. So it's like a three course.
I have to try this. I have to admit, I never tried. I didn't heard about it, but sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's not as famous as paella, for example.
It's
sometimes it's not a dish that you will eat in summer. Well, I do because I like it, but normally it's more like a winter.
So you're doing paella as well, or you're talking about the cordillero, about the soup?
The soup is not as famous as paella. So I guess, like people from overseas normally will talk more about paella or tortilla de patata, which is Spanish omelette.
Yeah.
Omelette.
Oh, patata, it's
potatoes.
Potato, it's an omelette made with potatoes. So it's potatoes, eggs, and onions or not onions. There's like a little bit of a war between between people that like it with onion and other people that like it without.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also quite famous in Spain.
Wow, amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
I would happily accept an invitation over for dinner.
Don't get us wrong, as too.
So. Yes, if you have, you know, some spare time, just invite us.
Okay,
we can taste. Yeah. We can all bring, you know, our signature dish.
We can do a potluck. Yes. We can do a potluck, Romanian, US, and Spanish.
Yes. Potluck, it's New Zealand thing, right? I think it's a New Zealand
thing. It's a New Zealand thing.
Yes, anything like that.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about your meditation, Kundalini, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kundalini yoga that you do.
Yes.
How did you come up with the idea to practice that, and what was driving you?
So I was not always into yoga, I have to say, which is an exciting journey, because I can understand when people say, oh, yoga, that's not for me, I cannot sit still. Because 10 years ago, when I was living in Spain, I remember one of my friends saying, like, yeah, let's go to this yoga class that I have discovered. It's super cool. It's super nice. And I was telling her, like, what? That's not for me. I want to go to the gym, or let's go swimming. Let's go diving. And then I tried. And at the time, the teacher I was going to was doing a blend between Kundalini and other yoga styles. So I resonated very well with that teacher, and I started practicing, but not super, super regularly. And then I discovered Kundalini yoga, and I noticed that the effects on my body were a little bit different, and they lasted for a longer time, and they were like more deep and more profound. So, yeah, there was like something there that I couldn't understand, that I was like, I want to know more about this, I want to experience more, I want to be able to explain. And that's why in 2023, when the year started, I was telling myself, okay, you are gonna do it this year, because 2022 was a tough year for me. So when I was starting 2023, I thought, okay, this is the year for you to allow yourself to do something just for the sake of doing it without having an outcome, just because you want to learn, like for your experience. So I went on the training to Bali, and it was a beautiful experience. It was quite deep and transformative. I met really, really nice people and teachers. I am still connected with some of the friends I shared the training with.
Wow.
And then I didn't do the training with the intention of teaching. But then during the training, I decided I want to share this with other people because of the effects that I was noticing on my body. And then I talked with a friend that she has a yoga studio here in New Plymouth, and I told her I want to share this with the community. And then I started teaching as soon as I arrived back from Bali. And first I did some koha classes, and then I did just normal classes.
Can you give a brief description of how Kundalini yoga differs from other styles of yoga?
Yes, so Kundalini yoga has a blend between movement, dynamic movement, asana, like other yoga styles, and then there's breath work involved, mantra involved, and meditation. So every class will cover all those aspects. And some of the posture, some of the asana have a particular type of breath that goes with that. So that unique blend makes it a little bit different from that. Yeah,
nice.
Alina has experienced it.
Yes, I experienced it, and it's because what I know about the Kundalini yoga is for grounding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I came to the class, because I'm always with my head in the clouds, so I don't ground myself so much. So I wanted something for me to ground, and it was so nice and beautiful. So, and I also have great feedback from the people there, because I know one of my friends was coming there. She was just saying to me, oh, this is wonderful and changed my life. So obviously it's really good yoga that combines everything. And I also like the sound. So you have Clara was doing some singing or
mantras,
right?
Live.
We tune in, we start the class.
Right? We start the class with a mantra, mm-hmm. and then we also finish with a mantra every class. So yeah, if anyone is curious, this Sunday I will be at the Pukeiti Wellness Day, and there's like a free yoga class for anyone. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you don't need to have practiced yoga or Kundalini yoga before. It's, you know, all levels welcome. And it will be there at the gardens if it doesn't rain. And so if it rains, there's another option.
There's a place inside, I think.
Yeah, there's an inside option. And yeah, it will be there at 10 to
10
share.
10 a.m., right?
So Saturday, did I understand correctly?
Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Okay, this such an opportunity, yeah.
Yeah, and we can also add it here in our chat after our show. So people who want to join, they're welcome to join. And it's a big journey, because when I was reading about you at the beginning, because you were oil and gas in this field, right? So how come you changed? Did you change your profession entirely, or are you still practicing?
I am still practicing, but in a different way. So when I was in Spain, I started working more on technical roles when in this marine pipeline project. And then I shifted a little bit within that space into commercial and just like making sure that we were delivering the natural gas to our clients with the specifications and making sure that everything in the operation was okay. And then when I arrived here in New Zealand, I shifted a little bit more into sustainability and clean tech. So technologies that help reduce the emissions and help reduce climate change. And also in the last few years, I have been working as an innovation consultant for different government organizations. So
beautiful.
Yeah, it's different. I think I like diversity, and it just makes you keep learning all the time. And I was working a little bit in agriculture also, for the last three years also, which was a new sector for me, and there was a lot of learning from that too.
Yeah, wow. And what are you doing as an innovation practitioner? So what is your job? Like, you help in this green field, or how what do you do? Like,
so the last project that I have been doing is developing tools to help innovators.
Okay.
So yeah, in the last project that I was, we developed digital tools to help innovators navigate the ecosystem. So knowing like who's doing what and what is there for them, and also help like navigate the funding ecosystem. The project I am working now, it's implementing an AI platform that brings together that ecosystem and will also allow you to generate like insights or heat maps about different sectors, for example, cleantech and how it's evolving. And for example, compare cleantech here in New Zealand, cleantech overseas, develop what's the other strengths of the country and which sectors.
Nice.
So in the biography you sent us, you also do guided forest therapy and also cacao ceremony offerings. Mm. Can you describe a bit how your background in science and engineering might affect or influence your approach to practicing and guiding well-being practices?
Yes. The way I see it is that I like to understand how, like my engineering mind is just like always wanting to understand. And then on the other side, sometimes it's just, okay, you have to experience it.
Yeah.
So what I do, for example, when I am guiding a forest therapy walk, I have learned the research. I have read the research, and there's like plenty of research about how it affects your body. So it's like, okay, this is gonna work. And then on the moment, I can talk about science, but I just briefly mention that. And I let people know that if they are more curious into going into that type of research, they can ask me more, and then just like focus on experiencing it. because I think like all these practices sometimes is like letting your mind aside and focusing on the experience. So what I think my background brings is that there may be some people that are skeptical to some of these well-being practices because there's a lot of research, but you cannot explain everything. So I can bring that to the table. Like, this is the research that we have seen so far, and there might be other things that you might need to trust your body, and that's fine. And both, I think both can coexist.
In how I
see it.
So good, because you can tell people who are very much analytical, right? How these things work, because sometimes when you work in the forest, like it's just, you know, just that. What is it there? You know, everybody's asking what is the effect.
Yeah.
But you can say the science.
Yeah, some people might not care about like the science behind if they are feeling okay and if they are getting the effects. And other people might want to know like, but what's the research behind this? And I can explain them, well, they have like research that when you are in nature, some trees that like, they release some molecules that are called phytoncides, that when our body inhales them, it increases our natural killer cells, which is boosting our immune system.
Wow, amazing.
So depending on who is interesting to hear about that, I can adapt to what they are interested in.
And how beautiful it will be, you know, for people who work in a corporation, for example, you know, to go with you for a guided...
Oh, I would love to do that,
To do that would be amazing.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I haven't, like, focused on pursuing that or trying that yet, but it has been on my mind for quite a few times already to try that with corporates, I think.
It would be amazing, amazing.
Thank
you.
Well, I think it's time for a new song,
right?
So, Clara came with a very good recommendation, Luna, which is also Spanish,
Yeah,
right?
It's Spanish. And Luna means moon.
Moon, yeah. Okay. So let's listen to this song and we'll return shortly after.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
You quiero echar raíces y volar, abrir los cielos grises y cantarte una canción. A ti mi corazón, a ti mi corazón. Quiero vivir sin prisa, respirar y cambiar mi manera de pensar. Pasito a paso, cambio de dimensión, cambio de dimensión. Thank you.
escucha el pulso. La siente la calma ya. Escucha el pulso. La siente la música. El sol se fue a dormir en luna llena. Soñó que ya su luz no andaba cerca. Mírame brillar, que yo soy tu reflejo. Cantando va, ilumina el sendero.
Back to our show, Making Yourself at Home. Such a great song. Thank you for the recommendation, Clara. And it's our host for our invite for today. And yeah, we have, besides Alina and myself, Simona, we have a new host, Brian. We are so happy to have him here.
Yes, welcome, Brian, and thank you for all the beautiful questions.
My pleasure. It's been a great time.
Yes.
And we are thinking about Andrea, our host as well, from Making Yourself at Home. She's just returning back to New Plymouth, and we send her all our love.
Yes, our love, and we are there for you in this challenging moment, and thinking about you and sending you lots of love.
Yes. And I understood that Brian actually has a question for Clara.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, Brian, go for it.
Before we get to enjoy a guided meditation with you, before we close out, I'd like to ask you if you could put a billboard in the busiest place in the world, or a billboard in all of the cities in the world, what would you like the billboard to say?
Oh, wow.
Big one, huh? Yeah,
such a good question. I am going to ask, whenever I meet new people, I guess I will ask them that. Yeah, so I'm going to note that down for me. I believe in sometimes the first thing that comes to your mind is the answer. So I think it will say we are nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we will say we are nature. And for me, that means that we are connected with ourselves, then we are connected with everything that is around us, whether it's like nature, animals, and also other people.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's how I see that meaning of we are nature, which in Spanish it will be somos naturaleza.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess that will be my message.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And
without overthinking it.
Yes, the best answer when we don't think so much.
Mm.
And what a great answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think New Zealand is a great place for you to explore that because you have so much nature.
Indeed.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you are right.
And because also we were discussing about meditation and Kundalini yoga, and I experienced with you a very beautiful meditation. Would you like to take us a little bit, like a few minutes through a meditation that you prepared for us today?
Yeah, that will be awesome. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Do we have to close our eyes or... what do you recommend?
Whether you are inside or outside, I invite you to just first, with your eyes open, to just take a look around you and just notice what you can see.
Mm.
Whether it's things, nature, other people. Just taking a moment to embrace everything that surrounds you. And once you have done that, I invite you to close your eyes or hold a soft gaze. And start to notice your breath, without trying to modify it, just noticing how it feels in your body when you inhale, when the air enters your body, and how does it feel when you exhale with the air leaving your body. And just taking a moment to notice that flow, that exchange. Perhaps you can place your hands on your body, one hand on your chest and the other hand on your tummy, if that is comfortable for you, and keep noticing that flow. And if the mind wanders, it's okay, it's normal. Keep bringing it to the breath. And now inviting you to make the exhale longer than the inhale. So keep breathing long, slow, and deep, with the exhalation longer than the inhale. This is telling our body, our system, that we are safe and that we can relax. So it's taking our nervous system into parasympathetic mode, rest and digest. Breathing long, slow, and deep with a very long and slow exhalation. Keep focusing on your breath, and if your mind wanders, bring it back again and again, being kind with yourself. And in this moment, you can start to notice any sounds that are around you, whether you are inside or outside. Just noticing the different layers of sound that are around you. And now inviting you to bring your breath back to normal. So without modifying it at all, just let it be at its natural pace. And inviting you to bring both hands to your chest and noticing your heart. Connecting with your own heartbeat, which is unique for each of us. And perhaps taking this opportunity to be aware of what is your heart beating for today, in this moment. Whatever it is that your heart is longing today. And whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes and take again a good look around and see what you can notice, and notice any shifts in your body.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here.
Yes.
It was super fun.
And now we are so relaxed. I think it's time for us to go to sleep. I don't know if I can go back to my work now.
I'm meeting up.
Yeah. Thank you so much for guiding us through this beautiful meditation and offering your time and all your knowledge, you know, because you are full of knowledge and full of interesting things. And I would just want to thank you for coming today, Clara.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Beautiful. And also thank you, Simona, because I know today is Simona's last.
Indeed. I will miss you and I will miss the show.
Yes. But we will also miss you, Simona. Simona is coming back to Austria in a few weeks. So we are very grateful to have had her here, and we will miss her very much.
I will also miss you. But we have Brian now.
Yes, we have now Brian, and hopefully he enjoyed his first time co-hosting.
This has all been very beautiful. Thank you so much, Clara.
Yeah, and hopefully, Brian, we'll see you again.
Definitely.
If you enjoy.
I plan on it.
Yes, wonderful.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.